It is a Wednesday afternoon. We are halfway to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. Hey, thanks to all of you who are posting on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. If you haven't joined us yet, I hope you will become part of it. And I love when some of you comment on some of the comments, because some of the comments on the SOT Facebook page are just outrageous. I can't believe that there are so many closed-minded people, but apparently there are. And I love it. We've got that open forum to talk about it. So, yeah, just become part of it. Scoot on the Air, Facebook, and Instagram as well. And let's see, I'll read, coming up later this hour, I'll read some of your comments from some of the things that we have posted. And I encourage you to comment on what we post and read some of the comments and comment on some of the comments. All right, so a lot can happen between now and Election Day, but Kamala Harris is doing better than Joe Biden was doing against Donald Trump. And she's beating Trump in Pennsylvania now by 4 points. And Pennsylvania is a key state. Also, J.D. Vance is Donald Trump's vice presidential running mate. I think I read last night. I mean, I think I understand this properly, but I did read it last night, that if Donald Trump wants to change, he can change his vice presidential running mate. I remember, God, years ago, there was, I think, Thomas Eagleton, and I forget, somebody's going to remember this right away and text it in. Thomas Eagleton, I think, was a vice presidential running mate, and he was dropped because of some kind of mental issue. And then Edwin Muskie was somebody's vice presidential running mate years ago, and he broke down and cried in front of the cameras, and that was a weak moment, and that damaged the presidential candidate. J.D. Vance is satisfying Trump's hardcore base, but there are not enough of Trump's hardcore base to get him elected. Now, again, I mentioned this. This is not my opinion. This is a political mathematical fact. So Donald Trump needs to broaden his base. J.D. Vance does not appear to be doing that. And then now there is the posting of something that J.D. Vance said during the 2020 Olympics about Simone Biles. Remember that time when Simone Biles decided that she was just not mentally capable of moving forward and she dropped out of the Olympics? I thought it took a lot of courage for her to do that. I've been challenged in ways in my life, and if you get to a point where you're not the best person to help your team, then isn't it best to drop out? And not many people would do that. Not many people have the courage to do that. So I think that was a courageous thing. But J.D. Vance was very critical of her as saying that she let the country down and that she should not be seen as a role model or a good example for people. I totally disagree with that. Now, today, J.D. Vance would have an opportunity to walk back on that. Will he? You know, why is it so difficult for some people to admit that they said something or did something that they didn't really mean, or that looking back on it, it was the wrong thing to say or the wrong thing to do? Why is it so difficult to admit that, you know, we've said things that we didn't mean or said things that we shouldn't have said? We meant it at the time, but looking back on it, it wasn't the right thing to say. I don't understand that about this country. But it's a big problem, never admitting that you've ever done anything wrong. I think it's a sign of weakness to never admit that you've said something or done something that maybe you shouldn't have done or said. So we'll see how J.D. Vance handles this. I would be shocked if he says, you know, I really shouldn't have said that. But, you know, he would open the door to welcome in more people to the Trump camp if he did that. And by the way, when I talk about Trump dropping J.D. Vance, this is not criticism of Donald Trump. This is my way of saying if Donald Trump wants to win, I think he's got a better chance of winning if he drops J.D. Vance. I'm offering my honest advice for Donald Trump to win the election. And I don't think J.D. Vance is the right selection. Nikki Haley would have been a much better selection. I read that Don Jr. was the one who told him. We got a text earlier. No, it was Melania. Well, whoever it was, whoever convinced Donald Trump to pick J.D. Vance, I think they made a mistake. And Trump ultimately made the mistake by picking J.D. Vance. So should he drop him? We're talking about that. Also, comedian Rob Schneider is saying that he's boycotting the Olympics because of that one opening segment in the opening ceremonies of the 2024 Olympics in Paris. The segment that some people think it depicts, The Last Supper, with drag queens. And Rob Schneider is boycotting the Olympics because of that. So he's ignoring the greatness. He's ignoring the boycotting, the greatness of the American athletes because of that. And so many people freaked out over that. I mean, they freaked out. We talked about this last hour, but I want to continue to give you an opportunity to explain to me specifically, what is the negative impact that's going to result from that? What is that going to do to America? What is that going to do to Christianity? I say it's going to do nothing. But yet, if people get freaked out over that, they should be freaked out for a reason. And if you look back on it, people got freaked out over nothing. It was tasteless. It was inappropriate. They should not have done it. Okay, so it's over. They did it. But what negative impact is that going to have on this country? The Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. Ian is off today. He's doing business. He's in the office, but he's doing business for the station, getting things set up for the Saints season and WWL carrying the Saints and the Pelicans. So Coleman is our studio producer, and he's with us this afternoon, and we'll take care of your text messages. But let's get to a few of your calls first. And if you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Also, we've got a little bit more of the polling, the new polling that's coming out. We've got that coming up, too. Let's go to Covington. And Ronnie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Ronnie.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey.
I'm going to tell you, I'm 100% Trump supporter. But when I heard what you said about J.B. Vance, about Simone Biles, that woman had the biggest, loveliest eyes and proud to be an American. So not a question. His vice president choice, if what he said is true.
Yeah, it's pretty well documented. I mean, you can Google it, and there are a lot of different sources talking about this. So apparently, he said it on a Fox panel hosted by Harris Faulkner.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. That woman had the biggest pride for America I've ever seen.
I'm so glad you called, Ronnie. I mean, I appreciate that call. And you know, Ronnie is an example of the people that we talk about quite often. You know, when we talk about the hardcore right-wing radicals, we're not talking about all conservatives. We're not talking about all Republicans. We're talking about the right-wing radicals who I think want to take this country in the wrong direction. And yesterday we heard the news that the director of Project 2025 is resigning, and now they're going to de-emphasize the whole project during the campaign. So, you know, what I talked about concerning my concern with Project 2025 was real. And when the Heritage Foundation said, oh, you don't have to worry about it, it's really nothing, they were lying to you. It is a big deal. Because if the Heritage Foundation was right, the director wouldn't have stepped down. If the Heritage Foundation was right, they would still be emphasizing it at the same level that they were. So they know that that concept is bad for Trump. And Trump people, with Trump in mind, created Project 2025. And there's a lot of stuff in there that a lot of Americans disagree with. And so that's why that happened. So our concerns about Project 2025 on this show were very real. And the people behind Project 2025 have responded to America's reaction to that. Let's go to Bob in Metairie. Hey, Bob, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for taking.
Wait, we lost you, Bob. You there? Hello, Bob. All right, Bob, you call us back, and we'll get you right back on. Let's go to Jeff in Westwego. Hey, Jeff.
How you doing, Scoot?
Good.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you, I know why they named the song Frankenstein, Frankenstein.
Oh, okay. Let me bring everybody up to date. On this day in 1976, Breezin', the album by George Benson, was number one in the country. And the song Breezin' was a title track. I remember playing that quite often when I was doing music radio. And I just wondered, how do they come up with titles for instrumentals since they don't have lyrics? And so I mentioned Frankenstein, and it seemed like Frankenstein was the proper title for that, because the song just sounds so, It sounds like Frankenstein, but what's the story behind it?
Oh, and I heard this from Edgar Winter himself. I know you remember years ago, they used to deal with reel-to-reel tapes. That's how they used to put their music together.
Yeah, I remember that.
And one night they were sitting around, and one of the band members was saying, we have to put our music together on these reel-to-reels and put them all together.
Yeah.
And Edgar Winter said, yeah, man, that's like the knee bone connected to the thigh bone and stuff like that. And one of the band members said, wow, dude, that's like Frankenstein. And
that's a great
how they named that song.
You know, that sounds believable. It's a great story. Jeff, thank you for sharing that with us. All right, let's go to Coleman with some of your text messages, and I'll do some of them a little bit later. But Coleman, let's do some texts.
All right, this first text says, let me pull it up right quick. Scoot, you missed the point. Why would the Olympics committee feel like they should even mock the Last Supper? It doesn't even make any sense, and that's weird in itself. So why did he even do it?
Well, I don't know, but that doesn't explain the impact. That doesn't explain the negative impact. And so I'm very happy because I didn't think there would be a negative impact that would be realized. And if people are freaking out, this is another example of how people freak out over nothing. And you know there's going to be a lot of radio shows across this country who are going to feed that frenzy. Yeah, man, look what they did, man. Look what they did to the Last Supper, man. Look what they did to America. Look what they did to Christianity. Okay, but what's the impact? If you're going to freak out, you need to freak out over stuff that's going to have a negative impact, not over something that's meaningless, that's benign. And so what is the negative impact of that opening ceremony? And it was just part of the opening ceremony. I agree. It was tasteless, and they shouldn't have done it. But they did it. I don't speak for the French. But to boycott the Olympics because of that, or to get all upset? And again, what are you really upset about? That's what I don't understand.
Scoop, good afternoon. As a Catholic, I found the Olympic ceremony offensive since it made mockery of the Last Supper. The organizers were not honest since the first day. They claimed the two had nothing to do with each other, and then they came out and apologized. If not the Last Supper, which was the first sacrifice of the Mass in which the first priest of the Catholic region, of religion, Jesus, and I found it disgusting and a mock of any religion.
Okay.
I find it to be disgusting to mock any religion. Have a good day. That's from Jack P.
Okay, Jack. But what's the negative impact? That's what I'm asking. I understand that you're upset and you're offended. I mean, if you're a Christian, there's a lot of stuff that offends you in society. But if you're so offended, well, maybe you're not so offended, but how do you explain people being so freaked out over that? And it happened for a couple of days. People were freaking out. Why? And Rob Schneider's boycotting the Olympics because of that. Why? What did that do? How did that harm anybody? I'm not defending it, but I'm asking the question that if you're freaking out over it, what's the impact? All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to more of your calls and more of your texts are coming up. I'm Scoot on the air. And if you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. All right, as long as we're talking about instrumentals. Now, this is an instrumental done by the Safaris in the 60s. I remember this was one of the songs that I would listen to on my little transistor radio. This is Wipeout. Now, a wipeout is when you're on a wave and you wipe out. The wave overtakes you and you fall and you're, you know, beaten up by the wave. It's a wipeout. You know, I can see where this song kind of sounds like a wipeout. And, you know, this came out when the Beach Boys were doing music and surfing was just really kind of a big pop culture thing back in the day. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. We're coming right back on WWL. You know, it's amazing how this music from the 60s and 70s really does speak to who we should be as a country today, but we're not. I'm Scoot on the air, and here's some new polling on Harris and Trump. Bloomberg News Morning Consult has a new survey that was published yesterday. And this is among likely voters. 48% of likely voters back Harris, 47% back Trump. That's a statistical tie. Among registered voters, Harris is opening up an 11-point lead over Trump in Michigan, with further 2-point leads in Nevada, Arizona, and Wisconsin. This poll has in Pennsylvania Trump leading Harris by 4 points, and he edges her out by 2 points in North Carolina. They're tied at 47 in Georgia. But there is another poll that is out, and this is a Susquehanna poll from Pennsylvania, and Harris is leading Trump by 4 points, 47-43%. So there's no doubt that Kamala Harris is a much better opponent than Joe Biden was for Donald Trump. Does that have anybody concerned? And should Donald Trump dump J.D. Vance? All right, let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to Wade in Mandeville. Wade, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot? I always enjoy your show.
Thanks.
And I know why the radical right-wing conservatives were so freaked out by that skit.
Why?
You know, because they think that if their kids, boys and girls, saw it, they're all going to turn queer.
Well, but you know, that's ridiculous. And nobody has actually, nobody's called or sent a text that says that. So they really can't possibly believe that.
I know. I mean, just making fun of them. If I saw it on Saturday Live, I might laugh at it, but it was kind of inappropriate.
Well, it was very inappropriate, but, you know, that doesn't mean that it's something to freak out over, because we're exposed to inappropriate stuff all the time. Wade, I'm glad you called. That opening bid. And, you know, some people don't even think it was about the Last Supper. So there's an interpretation that it depicts the Last Supper with drag queens. So it was about the gods on Mount Olympus. And those gods on Mount Olympus, they're a little weird, okay? They're a little wacky. But your child is not going to turn gay because of that. Your child is not going to go put on a dress because of that. So my point is, people got freaked out over nothing, and this is so typical of America today, getting freaked out over things that don't matter. But there are people who are trying to get you riled up. They're trying to get you excited about stuff. They're trying to get you angry about things that don't even matter. Because there's no negative impact. There are no statistics that show that drag queens are a negative impact on America. If there is, show it to me. Send it to me in an email, scoot@wwl.com. There's no research that shows that drag queens are a negative impact on America. No credible studies. And, yeah, you know, yesterday, one of our regular callers, Janice, who gets on this show and just sometimes just kind of just goes into just this angry mode. She sent me something yesterday from Breitbart. Like, Breitbart is going to give me an objective answer to something, but this is the mentality that some people are trapped in. They only consume right-wing, radical social media. And so they think that everything is based on that. And if they hear anything outside of that, they think, well, whoever is doing something outside of that is crazy. No, I'm not crazy. But I do bring up things that are not heard within the right-wing, radical circle. And so, I mean, don't, you know, if you want me to think that something's objective, don't send me something from Breitbart. Anyway, but again, people are trapped in this cul-de-sac of conservative ideology. And many of them are not even adhering to true conservative ideology. All right, let's go to Dave in River Parish. Hey, Dave, welcome to our show.
Hey, how you doing? Look, me and my wife are both Christians, and she made a comment. She said, I am not boycotting that because these athletes work too hard for this. Good. And I agree with her 100%.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Hey, you said plenty, Dave. And, you know, you can think it's inappropriate. I think it's inappropriate. But, it doesn't mean you should boycott the Olympics over that. But, Rob Schneider, sometimes people, decide that they want to make a stance. I'm going to stand up for something. I'm boycotting the Olympics. Over what? A stupid little brief skit in the context of the whole opening ceremonies that has no negative impact on America or Christianity? None whatsoever. And you know what? If Jesus were here today, he would tell you, stop being so offended by things that don't really matter. I believe Jesus would say that to you. And if you look at the Jesus in the Bible that we know, He didn't put up with, like, you know, pansy BS. He wouldn't put up with this. He'd tell you, don't worry about it. Go on and be who you are. Go on and spread the gospel. But, man, don't get caught up in all this culture war stuff. Like, this really matters? All of that culture war stuff is bogus. But, man, I guess it gives some people a feeling that they have a reason to live. I'm promoting this. I'm standing up against this. What are you standing up against? I have yet to hear what the negative impact would be from that segment of the opening ceremony, because there isn't any. So let it go. Julie is in Metairie. Julie, welcome to the show.
Hello. I just want to say there is a negative impact.
Okay.
Many people, millions of people watching this on time, waiting for this, with their children and their family, and then this shows up. You don't think children, I have small children. They ask me, Mom, what is that?
What did
is
you
that
say?
A man or is that a woman?
What did you say?
I said it was a man dressed as a woman, a drag queen. And I'm not going to, and I said, and we're not going to speak of this. We're turning it off.
Oh, that's it,
so
Julie.
So we turned it off.
That's it, Julie.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it.
Yeah, that's right, Scoot. And you're not going to treat me like you treat Miss Janice.
Create.
That's pitiful.
Create
curiosity. Talk to somebody like that.
Create curiosity.
I know I'm right.
But your children are not going to, your children are not.
I think it made a very, can I please speak?
Yeah.
I think it made a very negative impact. And you know what it's going to do? People did, and people are boycotting this Olympics. And maybe next time a program would say, you know what? We're not going to have drag queens on because it's negative. They can have their own little TV shows, and people can turn it off or not watch it. But don't stick them in the middle of the beginning of the Olympics when everybody is watching, and they're going to put these people on.
Okay.
That's the negative impact, Scoot.
Okay, but
and
your children...
By the way, I don't think you should be saying anything about Jesus, what he would be saying, because you have no idea.
Well, Julie, it's not for you to judge, and if you knew anything about Jesus,
well,
you would know
I'm
that you're not
my
to judge.
Opinion.
You can give your opinion, but don't judge my religious beliefs. I mean,
well,
you can have an opinion
saying,
about...
That's you
can,
your opinion.
Let me talk now. Julie, let me talk now.
Yeah. Don't talk to me like that,
let me talk.
I'm not
Julie, let me talk now. Or do you want to end the conversation? You want to end the conversation? We'll end it now.
No, I want to hear what you're going to say.
Okay.
I want to hear what you're going
to
say.
Just give me a chance to say what I want to say without trying to overtalk me with repeating what you've been saying all along. Do you think your children are going to become cross-dressers or gay or drag queens because of that?
No. Thank you. They're not going to be watching
this.
I don't take them on
but
Bourbon
they saw
Street
it.
And
they
let
saw,
them see
all right,
what's
wait,
going
I'm
on.
Not, I'm, let
yeah,
me talk.
Yeah.
But they saw it.
Okay,
and
ahead,
and
no,
there's not going to be any negative impact on them whatsoever. And you can call
no
me. You can call. We'll call,
we'll
call me back in a year and let me know if your kids have become drag queens. Let me know.
I know, Scoot, that you think it's fine. I know you're woke, and it's every day on the program, and people know this. But a lot of people don't agree with it. And just because a lot of people don't agree with it doesn't mean they're radical right nuts.
Well, as I said many times, Julie, if I said many times, if when I talk about right-wing radicals, if that doesn't apply to you, then you shouldn't be taking it personally.
Well, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Please. I know you talk about the right-wing radicals all the time.
Yeah.
Do you ever talk about the left?
Yes, I do.
Because I don't hear it. I listen to your program every day.
Yeah, well, you don't listen. Because I do, and
there
are people who are preconceived to pick out certain things, and they don't hear everything I say because I absolutely do it. And if you're not hearing it, then you're not in tune with it.
Okay. Well, when was the last time you said anything about the left media, radical media left, or trying to turn Harris into a different person completely around? Everything that she stood for. Everything that came out of her mouth that's on tape.
I mean, everything that came out of... Wait, who's... I'm sorry, whose mouth?
Harris, Kamala Harris.
Oh, Kamala Harris.
Do you ever say anything about that?
Yeah, I do. I've talked about her many times. I've talked about her many times being extremely liberal, and I don't. Well, let me finish. And I don't think that she was the right choice. I think, in the end, I think a lot of people who don't want to vote for Trump are now deciding they're going to vote for her, but they don't like her. I've talked about how she is very, very liberal. Before she was anointed as the Democrat nominee, I said I think Kamala Harris is too liberal. I've talked about this a lot, Julie, and again, you're not tuned in to hear that. You're only tuned in to hear the things that confirm your bias about me.
I am. No, you're not, because I say these things,
Julie, and you tell me you don't hear
it. Well, when's the last time did you say that?
I say this all the time.
She wants to take guns away.
She doesn't want to take your guns away. She doesn't want to take guns away.
Oh, yes, it came right out of her mouth.
Well, if she said that, then don't worry about it, because she's not going to take your guns away. Yesterday,
what about giving free health care by their choice? What they want?
Yeah, I think that's wrong.
In prison,
I think that's wrong.
In prison, she wants to do
well. In prison, maybe prison's a different situation because some people made a mistake and they're doing their time. And you know, I don't think there needs to be this blanket free health care for everybody. And I'm for a closed border, so I'm not going to argue with you about the many countless things that I say that are very, very unbiased. But there are people like you, Julie, who have a bias toward me, and you only pick out the things that confirm your bias about me. You just admitted to me, and you just admitted to everybody listening, that you do not believe your children are going to turn gay or become drag queens as a result of what they saw. They saw it, and then you turned it off. And then you said, we're not going to talk about it anymore. A psychiatrist will tell you that if you tell your kids you're not going to talk about something, it only increases their curiosity. So now your kids may actually go try to find out more about drag queens. And parents need to be more open with their kids in general and be honest with their kids. You could have said something as simple as, guess what? They're just dressed up in crazy costumes. And your kids would have accepted that. But no, you had to go in, well, they're drag queens and we're turning this off and we're not going to talk about this anymore. That's your choice as a parent. But I don't think that helps out your kids. But I love that you said no, 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 no when I asked you, are your kids going to become gay or drag queens? So once again, you can be objected. You could feel that it was offensive, which I do too. I think it was offensive and it didn't belong, but they did it. But my point is, it's not going to have a negative impact on your kids or anybody else's kids. And a kid that becomes gay is not going to become gay because they saw that. They're going to be gay because they're predisposed to be gay. They were born that way. Maybe something gives them an idea of confirmation of who they are. I don't know. But I can tell you that you just admitted to me that there's no negative impact. So why be so freaked out over it? And I have said negative things about the left. But the people who don't hear those things, it's not my fault. I say it. If you don't hear it, that's on you. And it's a perfect example of using your bias to judge people. And it's a shame. And Julie, I am very content with my relationship with God and Jesus. And I talk to God and Jesus every single day, all day long. He probably doesn't even have time to listen to you because I'm talking to him so much. But don't be so quick to judge somebody else's relationship with God, because God guides me every single day of my life. You may not like the direction that I go in when it comes to some things, but God is guiding me. I believe that. I believe that as much as you believe God is guiding you. All right, you had a comment, Coleman, or a text?
Yeah, to answer Julie's question about the last time you were critical of the left, today is Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I stood in for Ian on Monday, which was 2 days ago. And when I told you that Joe Biden made a comment about if you get the vaccine, you won't catch COVID, you said, well, Joe Biden was wrong. Whenever the left does, I mean, as many times as we've done the show and I've heard the show, yes, you have been critical of Joe Biden when he was the front runner. But now Kamala Harris has just stepped in. So, you know, we haven't really got that much time to delve into all of her policies and what she thinks. And I'm quite sure if she does say something weird or bad or something you disagree with, you will say it on there.
I will, and I have, and I will. But don't call me or don't text me and say that I never say anything about the left. The other thing is, this show is an alternative. It's an alternative to all of the right-wing shows across this country. And all they do is bash, 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 bash Democrats and liberals every single day. We're an alternative. We are a break from that. Not everybody wants that. Our show is very successful. Our show is more popular than Sean Hannity, who's on opposite us. So, look, everybody's entitled to their opinions. Donald Trump and Republicans and the right-wing radicals push themselves into the news every day with bonkers, bonkers stuff. Ridiculous stuff like, oh, what's going to happen? They saw drag queens on TV. What's going to happen to our children? That's the kind of stuff that gets in the news that we have to address. Because I don't want people to go through life freaked out. You shouldn't have to. You should just relax and let's focus on the real problems. And where is the information that drag queens have a negative impact on America? If you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. All right, there is a popular band from the 90s, and they're trying to get this project going for the second time, and they can't get it off the ground because nobody cares. I mean, I love this band, but apparently they have so... They have such a low response from fans that they've tried a second project to get off the ground, a second time to get this project off the ground, and it's not working. Here's the band. Weezer, this, you know, popular band from the 90s, apparently their fans don't really seem to care very much about a new project. So they've tried for a second time, and now they've just shelved it. All right, obviously, we're going to have a lot of calls to get to and a lot of texts. I'm Scoot, and we will be back on WWL. All right, Wednesday afternoon, looking out of our studio windows, and I see some thunderstorms in the area. You might be in one of them right now. Just be sure and drive carefully. I'm Scoot on the air, yeah, halfway to the weekend, which is always nice. Here are a couple of comments from the SOTA Facebook page. This is about the topic. Is the political divide in America too deep to mend? Sheila says, yes, the left won't even have a calm discussion over differences. They are filled with rage over Trump, yell and scream and rant with no provocation. Yeah, like Julie, the caller we just had in Metairie. Julie was, she wasn't even allowing me to talk at a point. And she's just ramping up, saying the same thing over and over again, just getting louder. And she told me that I mistreated Janice the other day. I don't ever mistreat Janice. Janice allows herself to get to the point where she's screaming. And you should see the text that we get about Janice. Somebody thought she was a paid actor. She's so entertaining on the show. And I get comments on my Facebook page as well. Janice sets herself up for... getting into a position where she feels desperate and she starts screaming and yelling. So, you know, we don't start out screaming and yelling on this show. And I had to ask Julie to just let me talk. And for Julie to say that I don't say anything negative about the left, Julie, what about all the times that I've talked about Mayor Cantrell? And I've talked about how liberal policies, like in the city of New Orleans, have led to the crime problems that we have. Why do you not hear that? Selective listening. You only hear what fits your preconceived bias of me. So you're not listening for the times that I actually say something negative about the left. Here's what Paul says about the American divide. He says, glad to hear that you're coming around to the conservative viewpoint. You've always wanted to be left alone. It's liberals that insist on shoving stuff down our throats. Jay says, not as long as you bring the divide on the air. Donald says, not as long as we have the Scoots of the world. Here's a comment for, I think that's really interesting because all I do is talk about my opinions. But again, since they're opinions that are outside of that right-wing conservative cul-de-sac where people are trapped in an echo where they only hear certain things, if they hear something different on this show, it stands out to them because they're not used to hearing something that is true, but yet negative to their cause. Here's a comment from Louis says, will Scoot ever stop spreading misinformation? Like when he claimed Trump is a Russian agent. Well, see, now this is so typical. I've never, ever claimed that Trump was a Russian agent, ever. And what information am I spreading? Information that you disagree with is not misinformation. So please let me know, what information do you think I'm spreading? Because I'm not spreading any misinformation on this show. On SOTA Facebook, Mark says, well, Trump is hands down the most polarizing figure of any level, at any level of political spectrum, when he is no longer ruining one of our American major political parties, a more moderate perspective will be achieved. Yeah, I would love to see a more moderate perspective achieved. Let's go to Bob in Tarrytown. Bob, you're on WWL.
Yeah, man, I was listening to the conversation about the picture of the Last Supper. First of all, that was a picture done by an artist 1,500 years after Jesus. I know a lot of people offended by that picture because it's not a true rendition, first of all. Secondly, the table should be shaped like a U, according to Jewish traditions. It definitely didn't have the all 12 apostles. Nowhere in the Bible they said they had 12 apostles there. It was some apostles, disciples, and even women. And also, you didn't have 13 white European men there.
They wouldn't have all been white. Maybe none of them would have been white.
None of them. And I know people offended by that picture. I'm one of them. you ought to see my Last Supper here. It's more closer to reality than what that was.
Bob,
it's crazy why people getting upset about something like that.
I agree with you. Bob, I appreciate the call. And then somebody who was just really against the depiction of that with drag queens, she admitted on the air in front of everybody that it would have no impact on her kids, that her children who saw it, and then she quickly turned it off when they asked a question about it. We're not going to talk about that anymore. She admitted that is not going to make them become gay or drag queens. So that is what I'm trying to point out here. There will be no negative impact on America or on Christianity as a result of that. So if that's the case, why are some people so upset? On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1980, Mamas and Papas founder and vocalist Papa John Phillips was arrested for possession of cocaine and running a phony prescription scam with a local pharmacy, eventually sentenced to 8 years in prison, though the sentence would later be reduced to 30 days in jail, community service, and tickets to the next Mamas and Papas concert. 1980, I don't think they were doing anything anymore, right? Why do all of these celebrities get off with light sentences? Because they're celebrities. Not fair, but it's reality. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. This is really a cool song. The song is called Overnight, the Zac Brown Band with Trombone Shorty. And today we wish happy birthday to Zac Brown, 46 years old. All right, so somebody has dug up something from my past, and I guess the segment of the opening ceremony about drag queens in the Paris Olympics, I guess that has brought this up, but this is now one of the currently commented on videos on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. It is a picture of me dancing in a dress. And, I mean, I'm decked out. I'll tell you exactly how to get to this and see it coming up in the next hour. And we've got a lot to get to in the next hour. Plus, if you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to get to all of your calls. And why are people freaking out over that segment of the opening ceremony of the Olympics? Because it will have no negative impact on America. So get over it. All right, Wednesday afternoon, looking out of our studio windows, and I see some thunderstorms in the area. You might be in one of them right now. Just be sure and drive carefully. I'm Scoot on the Air, halfway to the weekend, which is always nice. Here are a couple of comments from the SOTA Facebook page. This is about the topic. Is the political divide in America too deep to mend? Sheila says, yes, the left won't even have a calm discussion over differences. They are filled with rage over Trump, yell and scream and rant with no provocation. Yeah, like Julie, the caller we just had in Metairie. Julie was, she wasn't even allowing me to talk at a point. And she's just ramping up, saying the same thing over and over again, just getting louder. And she told me that I mistreated Janice the other day. I don't ever mistreat Janice. Janice allows herself to get to the point where she's screaming. And you should see the text that we get about Janice. Somebody thought she was a paid actor. She's so entertaining on the show. And I get comments on my Facebook page as well. Janice sets herself up for getting into a position where she feels desperate and she starts screaming and yelling. So, you know, we don't start out screaming and yelling on this show. And I had to ask Julie to just let me talk. And for Julie to say that I don't say anything negative about the left, Julie, what about all the times that I've talked about Mayor Cantrell? And I've talked about how liberal policies, like in the city of New Orleans, have led to the crime problems that we have. Why do you not hear that? Selective listening. You only hear what fits your preconceived bias of me. So you're not listening for the times that I actually say something negative about the left. Here's what Paul says about the American divide. He says, glad to hear that you're coming around to the conservative viewpoint. You've always wanted to be left alone. It's liberals that insist on shoving stuff down our throats. Jay says, not as long as you bring the divide on the air. Donald says, not as long as we have the scoots of the world. Here's a comment for, I think that's really interesting because all I do is talk about my opinions. But again, since they're opinions that are outside of that right-wing conservative cul-de-sac where people are trapped in an echo where they only hear certain things, if they hear something different on this show, it stands out to them because they're not used to hearing something that is true, but yet negative to their cause. Here's a comment from Louis says, will Scoot ever stop spreading misinformation? Like when he claimed Trump is a Russian agent. Well, see, now this is so typical. I've never, ever claimed that Trump was a Russian agent, ever. And what information am I spreading? Information that you disagree with is not misinformation. So please let me know, what information do you think I'm spreading? Because I'm not spreading any misinformation on this show. On SOTA Facebook, Mark says, well, Trump is hands down the most polarizing figure of any level, at any level of political spectrum when he is no longer ruining one of our American major political parties, a more moderate perspective will be achieved. Yeah, I would love to see a more moderate perspective achieved. Let's go to Bob in Tarrytown. Bob, you're on WWL.
Yeah, man, I was listening to the conversation about the picture of the Last Supper. First of all, that was a picture done by an artist 1,500 years after Jesus. I know a lot of people offended by that picture because it's not a true rendition, first of all. Secondly, the table should be shaped like a U, according to Jewish traditions. It definitely didn't have the all 12 apostles. Nowhere in the Bible they said they had 12 apostles there. It was some apostles, disciples, and even women. And also, you didn't have 13 white European men there.
They wouldn't have all been white. Maybe none of them would have been white.
None of them. And I know people offended by that picture. I'm one of them. you ought to see my last supper here. It's more closer to reality than what that was.
Bob,
it's crazy why people are getting upset about something like that.
I agree with you. Bob, I appreciate the call. And then somebody who was just really against the depiction of that with drag queens, she admitted on the air in front of everybody that it would have no impact on her kids, that her children who saw it, and then she quickly turned it off when they asked a question about it. We're not going to talk about that anymore. She admitted that is not going to make them become gay or drag queens. So that is what I'm trying to point out here. There will be no negative impact on America or on Christianity as a result of that. So if that's the case, why are some people so upset? On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1980, Mamas and Papas founder and vocalist Papa John Phillips was arrested for possession of cocaine and running a phony prescription scam with a local pharmacy, eventually sentenced to 8 years in prison, though the sentence would later be reduced to 30 days in jail, community service, and tickets to the next Mamas and Papas concert. 1980, I don't think they were doing anything anymore, right? Why do all of these celebrities get off with light sentences? Because they're celebrities. Not fair, but it's reality. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. This is really a cool song. The song is called Overnight, the Zac Brown Band with Trombone Shorty. And today we wish happy birthday to Zac Brown, 46 years old. All right, so somebody has dug up something from my past, and I guess the segment of the opening ceremony about drag queens in the Paris Olympics, I guess that has brought this up, but this is now one of the currently commented on videos on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. It is a picture of me dancing in a dress. And I mean, I'm decked out. I'll tell you exactly how to get to this and see it coming up in the next hour. And we've got a lot to get to in the next hour. Plus, if you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to get to all of your calls. And why are people freaking out over that segment of the opening ceremony of the Olympics? Because it will have no negative impact on America. So get over it.